Okay. Sunday morning, 7/21/24. Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is called God's Sheriffs. God's Sheriffs. Most focus on the natural realm and its importance. The spiritual is the most important. Everyone all caught up in politics and who the president is going to be. My spiritual sheriffs have been behind the scenes for many years creating my government. You have been part of this. My apostles are my sheriffs. They take care of business in the spiritual realm. I've talked with you at length about the inner life. What is the inner life? The inner life will be reflected in the natural life. The inner life is that most important part. This is how I created Genesis 1. Let's go over there. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. We're made in the image and likeness of God. Verse 26 through 28 says that we create like God creates. Right here, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So we have that same creation ability in us. It's from within, not without. All right. Me and my spirit got it done. Men see it today as a natural world. Without the spirit, there would be no natural. I said it, and it was. So do my apostles and their teams operate. They call those things that be not as though they are. This is, you don't have to turn here. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. What you see is what has been created in the spiritual world first. See, our world fell in the spirit first before it reflected in the natural. What you see is what has been created in the spiritual world first, that is for evil or for good. My apostles have been at work changing things behind the scenes and is about to be seen in the natural. My apostles have their separate jurisdictions. They are my sheriffs. The sheriffs in each county across this land have full jurisdiction in their counties, even over the government of the nation. There's no higher authority than the sheriff. He can kick the feds out of his state and say, don't you come back or I'll lock you up. My apostles have their separate jurisdictions. They are my sheriffs. The sheriffs in each county across this land have full jurisdiction in their counties over the government of the nation. I've given authority in three worlds to my sheriffs. This is also to the believer. This is Philippians 2, 10 and 11, if you want to turn there. I normally don't have this many on Sunday morning, but anyway, that's just the way it came this week. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. I venture to say that most believers don't even know this. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I was talking with Danny about Mike Thompson. He's an apostle in Las Vegas, Nevada. And when all this began back in 2000, probably around 2015, he said he was taken to heaven. And he looked down and he saw all these kind of dim looking lights down. He was in third heaven. And where we are is first heaven. So he was looking at second heaven and he asked the Lord, what are these? He said, they're demonic entities. And so they're demonic strongholds. And so he began to speak the word of God and the angels began to zoom down and take the strongholds out. Well, he'd take out one and two would reappear. And he asked the Lord, what's going on here? He said, it's the wicked mouths of men. They create, just like God created. I just read to you in Genesis 1. If you're having problems in your life, look back. What have you been saying? It does work. It does happen. That's how we create. So that's why it's important to get our words under control. All right. Now you can understand why everything in the earth is corrupted, for my apostles have been rejected by my church. Well, I've rejected them. Those that have rejected the apostles will be rejected, and you're seeing with your own eyes the change in narrative. It's because all of my apostolic teams standing with their teams proclaiming the change, the return to righteousness in their jurisdictions, and this is happening all over the earth. We have not been speaking what we've been speaking all these many years for nothing. God gave that by inspiration for us to speak. And we've been changing the narrative. Like I said, it happens in the spirit first before you see it in the natural. If it doesn't happen in the spiritual, you're not going to see it in the natural. All right. As I created, so are my apostles creating with the insight of my prophets. They are supplying my plan. For those who may not understand, apostles are like the architect and builder. And the prophets, they get God's secrets and they supply the blueprints for the building. All right. As I created, so my apostles creating with the insight of my prophets, they are supplying my plan. This is how the change will come about, in the spirit first. And then it will reflect in the natural world, and the natural sheriffs can enforce it. You know, so many people are caught up in the politics and trying to make change in the natural. But if we don't take care of the spiritual, which is the body of Christ, that's what we're supposed to be doing. It won't solve anything. Because what's in the spirit is corrupt. There's not a separation of church and state, for I rule in three worlds. All your efforts have not been in vain. I say to you, well done. Lift up your heads, for reconstruction is coming and is even at the door. Just as the Whitehead Alliance has been at work for many years, know that my teams, my apostolic teams, have been also. The natural teams could not have progressed forward without my teams doing the spiritual work first. I always thought, you hear all the glory of the digital warriors, and you hear all the glory about the White Hat Alliance, and even the president, but you don't hear anything about the spiritual warriors and the work they do behind the scene. Nobody knows, and nobody sees, nobody cares. Never look to the natural, for it is a waste of time. Always look to the spiritual first. Get the plan and execute it, and sit back and watch it unfold in the natural. Here's a good example of this. 1 Timothy. Instead of bashing our leaders, we need to pray for our leaders. God never said bash your leaders, never one time in the scriptures. Now he raised up the prophets, especially in the old covenant, to maybe speak a word. All right, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 5. If no one did anything else but this, they'd be helping the cause. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, not just the good ones, and not just government leaders, church leaders too, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So we need to pray for our leaders. All right, Revelation 11, 15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. How do you think that came about? Because we've been speaking in the kingdom of God. For years, we've been doing it. I can remember decades ago, sitting down and writing these things out, not knowing anything about an apostle or what an apostle would do. I remember that, thinking, where does that come from? And I remember your dad had a word saying, now you're on track. Now you're on track. You're getting on track with my plan, my word, instead of just all this junk, all this Christian junk. All right, not bashing anybody. We hadn't been taught. All right, Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. What voices are they hearing? I believe it's the apostles seated in third heaven authority proclaiming in their teams. See, we're made in the likeness and image of God. Light be, light was. God didn't look at the mess and say, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, I better go get me this, or I better go consult somebody or do something about it. No. What happened? The Spirit hovered over the situation, and then when the word came, He spoke it, and it was. You're powerful. Did you know how powerful you are? All right. It'll be all that.